school alternative. Hey, this is Bruce DeLay. Welcome back to Heartland. Thanks for staying with us all the way from 9 o'clock to 10:30. Here on KFAQ, 460-1170. We'll take a couple of calls later to talk with Val Smith about Noah's Ark. And this guy's been over there. He's made a new DVD about it. He actually will come and do presentations in local churches or local groups of any kind. If you'd like to have Val in to give this, a lot of this is visual information, so it doesn't work totally on the radio. But if you'd like to have Val in to your group or something, I'm sure that he would work with you on that. And you can contact him. You want to give us a way to contact you?
The information's at the website. If not, actually, I'm in the phone book.
Okay. You can also contact me through the KFAQ website. I'm under personalities, Bruce DeLay. I don't have a whole lot of a personality, but they put me under that heading. And if you need to get a hold of him and can't remember, throneofgod.com is his website. Or if you just need a phone number, maybe you don't have a computer or something, I can hook you up and get you in touch with Val, and you can get that presentation going at your group. Well, Val Smith here talking about the Ark of Noah and about what that means. The Bible says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. That's one reason this is an important subject to us. We're living in the last days. We're living in the days before Christ returns, and these days are just so much like the days prior to Noah when the operative words in Genesis chapter 6 were the words violence and corruption. This is what was going on in the earth, violence and corruption, filled with violence, Moses wrote in Genesis chapter 3, and therefore God judged the earth and brought a flood, and Noah's ark, only saved the few that were righteous through that flood. I believe God wants to take his people through judgment and through the persecution that's coming, the difficult times ahead, not rapture them out. Now, this is my thing. You can get mad at me if you want or whatever. But I think there's a way of God of taking his people through and protecting them and encasing them in his grace and mercy during difficult times, not just always getting us off the hook out of difficult times. I'm going to take a quick call here. Somebody wants to talk to Val possibly. Hi, Roth. Welcome to KFAQ. You're on the Heartland.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I already was dialed up when I heard you mention on the Noah's Ark deal, but my question was another question there when we first started.
Well, go right ahead with whatever's on your mind.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'd gotten away. I was disturbed right after, and I don't know if you had expanded on it or not, but it sounded like you were all for going right into and further bombing and invasion and all that. Did I understand that correctly?
My personal opinion is we've got to step up our war on terror and maybe expand it, because it's not going to go away. And in order, everybody's talking about diminishing it and pulling out of Iraq. I think we need to let it grow and go into some other areas and take care of business, get it done with some devastating attacks, not just be shackled by our media and by, politically correct legislators and things like that.
Yeah, well, my question is, who would Jesus bomb? This has been a total invasion on our part.
Yeah.
They've come over here.
Well, I don't think that, I think the American Jesus, the senior picture that we've got in our lobbies of most churches, of Jesus with long hair and flowing robes, who rode side saddle into Jerusalem, I don't think that's the Jesus of the Bible.
I don't believe that. That's been a manufacture of the problem we've got in this country.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't mean it that way, but no, we've killed countless innocent people over there. Just for the sake of, the Bush crime family and their oil and all the entanglements there.
Well,
from Cheney right on down.
Well, I appreciate your opinion, Roth, and I'm sure that the families of over 3,000 people, from 9/11, would probably beg to differ with you. But I'm going to have to go. Thanks for the call. We're talking right now. I want to get back to Val Smith just a little bit here while he's with us. Our time is precious, and Val, what do you think about the Ark of Noah was actually involved with the God bringing judgment to the earth? Now, how is the discovery of some of these things like Noah's Ark, how are some of these things happening in our generation, part of dovetailing God's judgment coming to the earth, coming to the church, and things like that?
Well, these really, what's interesting is that these five major discoveries, which four of them are are judgments that, that also show God's grace.
And judgment, that's what judgment does. Exactly.
Well, exactly. Even though, but he is a righteous and holy God, and his judgment is true. Now, he, in his love and mercy for us, in his tender heart, has provided salvation by believing him and following his instructions. So, through that, Noah and his family was saved. Lot and his family was pulled out of Sodom and Gomorrah. The nation of Israel was delivered from Egypt. And at Horeb, or at Mount Sinai, Moses came down and he said, who is on God's side? Well, people had a choice.
Right.
And you know what? People are going to get a choice now. You can see these things for yourself, and you can understand that it's God's judgment. It's the same as the fear of the Lord. You know, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and much understanding to those that keep his commandments. That's what the Bible says. But we've been taught that we're not given to a spirit of fear. Well, that's also in the Bible, but what that is talking about is when we have God behind us, when we have heaven behind us, I mean, what can't you do?
Right.
And it's not, but the fear of the Lord is, and basically the Bible says also that he delights in those that fear him, and to them he will show his covenant. Actually, it's the secret of the Lord is with them.
So not everybody sees his covenant. Not everybody understands the mysteries and revelations of God. It's those who fear him that he gives more to. Just like the 12 disciples, he would always draw them aside and explain parables to them that he wouldn't necessarily tell everyone else. And, you know, in answer, I know it's a crude question, who would Jesus bomb? Okay, but in answer to that question, Jesus Christ was Emmanuel, God with us. Okay, God over the years, he literally bombed Sodom and Gomorrah.
All he has to do is go over and see and pick up sulfur balls that are 95% pure sulfur and other elements that the lab said would enhance its burning qualities. Now, the interesting thing, and like you saw on this DVD, was that even in God's total judgment of these regions, and he burnt them to a cinder because there was vile things there that had to be eradicated.
Right.
You know, we look back at the Old Testament, we think God is so cruel because he would go in and wipe out an entire nation. What about AIDS?
You know, he was saving the rest of the population.
Things? What
right.
he's doing is cleansing because it had to happen, you know, and it... He is a just and true God, and we have to put our faith in him because his ways are not our ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts.
Right. And, you know, when he comes again, when Christ comes again, his coming will be on a white horse, and he'll have a sword coming out of his mouth, the Bible says, and he will bring judgment at that time. He will deal with the problems and the wickedness and the sin and the rebellion of man in the earth that he's now giving us the opportunity to turn from because of human will. I'm going to take a quick call before we go to our break. John, thanks for holding. You're on the Heartland.
You stole my thunder. That's just the point I was going to bring up to the guy who said, who would Jesus bomb? He needs to read his whole Bible, not just selected parts.
The liberals have a problem reading the Beatitudes and saying that's the Bible.
Yeah, well, they have a problem with a lot of things. You know, only somebody who hasn't done their homework, hasn't been paying attention, I would just call them intellectually lazy for, don't want to call them dirty names, but, you know, it says in Scripture, that through God's creation, he proves himself. That's paraphrased from Romans.
Right.
You can go to the Grand Canyon. You can go up to Mount St. Helens, where it made like a 1/40th scale model of something like the Grand Canyon in a couple of weeks' time. And you can see what the evolutionists call millions of years worth of rock in one tree fossil going up, so going up thing. Now, explain that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these people don't know, even with Noah's, I'm getting excited here, I'm sorry. this is something I feel very passionately about. But even with the discovery of Noah's Ark, there are going to be some people who are just mule-headed and just don't even want to know.
Well, that's the point right there. It's what do you want to know? It's your will. It all boils down to what God gave us all, and that's our individual human will. And will we believe in God? Will we not? And will we believe his word? And things like Noah's Ark that Val just, you know, has seen, handled with his hands, like 1 John talks about, what he's touched and handled, these things he's testifying of to us as a witness. And, you know, we ought to listen. We ought to see the DVD. You ought to get the video. You ought to go to his website, throneofgod.com, because these things help people that are out there that are not sure the Bible is real. This simply validates and confirms the Bible. John, I've got to take a break. I enjoy hearing your voice. I hadn't called in a while. I'm glad you called.
Thank you.
All right, John, bye. Well, we're going to have to take a little break here, but we'll be right back with Val Smith talking a little bit more about Noah's Ark and how you can get a hold of some of these DVDs or even have Val in to speak in your group. This is Heartland. We are your Sunday school alternative.